Good morning and welcome back. Probably your first episode you're listening to, and probably your last. Oh, I'm so confident in my abilities to retain listeners. I'm surprised. This podcast isn't growing immensely, but it isn't dying either, so I don't know. Gives me something to do early in the morning when I'm driving. You're probably wondering, saying, Jake, where the fuck are you going now? What? I thought you were tagged out in Nebraska. I am. It's opening day in South Dakota. Let's go piss off the residents. I'm just kidding. I actually have had some conversations with the South Dakota State Bowhunters Association. They're getting pretty active, which is awesome. And it's not just about shoots. They're getting active, trying to manage things, make it a little better for the residents on public land. They got the, I might have talked about this, but they got the deer and antelope seasons to where it's a draw for non-residents for public land only, which is, that's phenomenal. I think every state should go to that. I know I've said this before, but I really think as a non-resident that travels fucking all over to other states and hates it, fucking hates non-residents coming into my state, I think that would help. I honestly do. I think if you had to do draw, and I'm not saying it like Utah or, you know, some area like Arizona. I mean, obviously some of those places have easier to draw, but I'm not talking about like a 10-point fucking draw. I'm talking about like every other year, every 3 years, something like that. Non-residents draw to hunt public land. And if it's really bad, fucking make your residents do it. You know, I mean, but obviously you got to cut your non-residents first, which a lot of times states have a hard time doing that because they don't want to, they want the money. They want the non-resident money. Well, fucking charge your residents more. I don't give a fuck. Like, and that's not me being a rich cunt because I'm not rich. I just spend a lot of money on hunting. And I mean, god damn it, like, if my hunt is going to be better, the quality's going to be better, yeah, the money's going to be, it's going to cost more. That's just the fuck, that's the way the world works, you know? Yeah, you're going to have the fucking asshole, I got to pay, I'm going to pay more than $30 for a tag, fuck you, I'm out of here, I ain't going to do it. Well, fine, fuck off, that's great, there's another asshole that's not in the woods. You know, and that guy probably don't fucking shoot his bow anyway. He's that asshole that's down at fucking Cabela's the night before the season opens, flinging fucking arrows, hitting shit in the face. Like, fuck that guy. Okay? That's what I think. I don't even know why how that could be rebutted. That's, anybody that's hunted public land knows that it's a fucking nightmare. I don't know how I got off on that. Oh, well, I guess I'm headed to South Dakota to hunt turkeys. I'm not hunting public land. I know their turkey population is down. I would guess this will be the last year that they allow that. I don't know, turkey. I'm guessing turkey season is going to go that route as well. That public land's going to be a draw. I don't know. The numbers are down everywhere. The place that I've got is still got a fair number of them, but this winter had to have been hard on them, I would assume. Hard on other things. But I'm not actually hunting public land. I got a spot that's pretty much just across the border from me. I basically live in South Dakota, so fuck off. I'm 20 miles away from it. We do all our shopping up there. We pay a lot of taxes. Not property taxes, but we buy a lot of shit in Rapid. Okay? So fuck you. Let's see. It's only a few days away. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. Some people have called me cunty or mean. All he does is complain. You know who I'm talking about. So there you go. Happy Easter, folks. Happy fucking Easter. Coming up, you guys, I don't know if I'll, let's see, what is today? Today is Saturday. Tomorrow's Easter. This podcast might actually go out Monday or Tuesday, because I'll be driving to Kansas. I'm headed to Kansas. I'm hunting turkeys down there with my buddy Garrett. I know what you're thinking. Why in the fuck would you drive to hunt turkeys? Well, folks, I don't know. I'm just trying to get, honestly, I'm trying to do a single season slam. That's what I'm doing. And I don't, it's just because, it's not because I want to be a fucking psycho turkey hunter. It's just, I don't know. I just, when I was a kid, I watched Fred Eichler over and over. I mean, fucking burn through that fucking DVD. And one of the seasons, that's what he did. He just went and he hunted turkeys and shot four in a season. And I was like, well, fuck it. My buddy Garrett guides for all the three, guides for Osceolas, Easterns, and Rios. So my and I obviously have Miriam's up here where I'm hunting, so I'm halfway there. I've shot my Osceola and my Miriam, so why not go for it? So I'm headed to Kansas. We're gonna hunt Easterns there, and then we actually have a little bit of an intermittent time. And we're going to go hunt axis deer because I need some meat. How do you need meat, Jake? What the fuck? Don't you shoot like 1,000 animals a year? No, sir. No, sir, I don't. And I got a little overzealous giving away my whitetails this year. I felt generous. I felt like I had a bunch of meat in the freezer. And I didn't, because I didn't shoot anything giant. Now, I did have a moose, but I ain't gonna lie to you. That skinny bitch, that old bitch, I think it was old. She was real skinny. I don't know if I've talked about this, but she wasn't overly healthy, whether she was young and unhealthy or old, but she was gray and her teeth weren't great. So I never got the age from the CPW. I mean, I'm sure there's somewhere you can look that shit up, but she wasn't that big, and we eat a lot. We eat a lot of meat. So I got a little out of control giving away my deer to a good cause, the Jerky for the Troops. And I'll be honest, I'm not that. I did it on purpose, actually. I was actually supposed to go Nilgai hunting with the Day 6 crew, and I kind of fucking bailed. I didn't want to bail. They just wasn't going to work out. It just wasn't going to work out because it landed this weekend over Easter, and I was going to have to fly. I was going to have to drive to Kansas and then fly to Texas, hunt Nilgai for a few days, and it was pretty much a rifle hunt. I mean, he said I could bow hunt, but them fuckers, the ranch we were going to is a rifle ranch, so I know how that works. Them fuckers are, those Nilgai I've heard are pretty switched on anyway, and you go to a place that they've been bang sticked pretty much every day for, you know, 365 all year long, and it's in South Texas where it's probably thick as fuck. I just decided that I wasn't gonna go, so I was gonna get that meat, and then I decided to change things up and just go hunt with my buddy, and then I asked him if we could find a place to kill a couple of axis deer or a axis deer. Like, I'd like to shoot a buck. My wife has shot a buck, and I've never shot a buck. I've only shot does. But, try to shoot a buck, maybe a doe. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I thought that was a fox running across the road, but I think it was a cat. Good eyes, Jake. So, anyway, that's what I'm doing next week. And you're probably wondering, Jake, when do you work? When do you earn your hunt? Well, folks, I work when I need to. When it's worth, when the money's there. I keep my crew moving. I do what I need to do. Yesterday, I was fucking running around like a goddamn chicken with my head cut off. Because I'm leaving next week and it's fucking tax season. And I completely forgot I had to get my an oil change in my truck. I had to get my taxes. They were already to the accountant, but I had to get them signed and paid for. Fuck you, government. Luckily, I didn't make fucking dick for money last year, so I didn't have to pay that much in. Yeah, it was just crazy. I had to pay bills yesterday, and right now it's so much fun being the boss, because like right now, this month, I am literally fucking borrowing money from the bank to pay my bills. That's not true. I borrow money from myself, because my business borrows from me. I have a line of credit if I need it, but I don't like that. I would rather drain all of my fucking accounts down to nothing. I know there's some financial fucking wizards out there that are like, you're a fucking idiot. You use the bank's money and you just fucking, you don't risk your own. I'm not risking it. I'm just giving myself the money so that next month when these other assholes pay their fucking bills, which takes fucking forever, and it's guaranteed money. Not guaranteed. Nothing's a guarantee, but it's not money I'm worried about. It's not the ice cream man. If you're a longtime listener, which I'm sure you're not, you know about the ice cream man fucking me. That was 2 years ago. Let me just give you a little recap. Did a job. This ice cream shop. This guy was the fucking devil. The devil. Stuck me for $8,000. And, anyway. So we fought about it. We fought about it. He called the fucking police on me. His daughter got fucking murdered, I think. That's just my opinion. no. I'm joking about that. That's allegedly. I don't know what you have to say to keep yourself from being like, this is a bullshit podcast. It's just fucking me saying shit. I don't know like this guy would ever find it, but you know what? This is the motherfucker that would sue me over saying something bullshitty like that. And win. He is a fucking cocksucker. So he sticks me for this money. I go in like a year later and like, we need to come up with a something. Payment plan. Pay me $100 a week. I don't give a fuck. You know, and I was very professional about it. I wasn't like I am on here. And he called the cops and said, and like basically put a restraining order on me so that I couldn't come in his fucking ice cream shop. Well, anyway, he fucking went under. Weird, right? He never paid his employees. He never paid any contractors that worked on the place. He never paid for his daughter's funeral. He never paid the fucking his taxes. He had like so many liens against the place, and then he fucking filed bankruptcy. So anyway, long story short, the owner of the building was financing him because he couldn't get financed anywhere else. Weird. I don't know how it all worked. I'm fucking stupid when it comes to this shit, but basically, he filed bankruptcy and left. They sold the building to another gentleman. And God bless this fucking guy. Because basically what he did is they were, once he bought the building, they were short $16,000 for the lien holders. Get this one. I got to tell you this. So in the process of buying this building, the lawyer that fucking did all the paperwork and did the sold the building to this guy basically for the owner, who never looked into his background, which this guy had a fucking, he went to jail during construction. Nobody knew that he was under investigation for embezzling money. Like, how did this lawyer not know that when he sold them the building? So anyway, the lawyer comes to me and he's like, how about this? As far as a payment plan, how about, we've sold the building for this amount, it gives us this much, how about we give you $3,000 out of your $8,000? And I look at it, how he's paying everybody out. Everybody's getting whatever that, like that, what is that, like 30% for me? Okay. Well, he's got $4,000 in legal fees, which, how the fuck can you do that? Like, how many, I mean, I know they charge like $400 an hour, but still, you know what I mean? Like, how many hours does it take to draft up a fucking, you know, a couple legal documents? I don't know. Well, you know, 4,000, but he's getting paid in full. And I'm taking, the guy that fucking actually has skin in the fucking game. I didn't just sit at my desk and draw on a fucking piece of paper with a crayon and bill it out, you know. I mean, the billing took him as long as the goddamn paperwork. He's getting paid in full and I'm getting nothing. Go fuck yourself, sir. It's basically what I told him. I said, no, I'd rather get nothing. I no, absolutely not. Well, anyway, back to the God bless this new owner. He was a good dude and he decided, fuck it, I'm gonna pay all the liens and make this right. That's the kind of person that normally I deal with in this small town. You know, we don't get too many shitbags because they get run the fuck out, just like this guy. He's gone. Probably doing the same fucking thing in another goddamn town, which pisses me off more than anything. But yeah, he paid us all in full, and I got that check yesterday, folks. I am in such a goddamn good mood right now. I am like fucking cloud nizzle. Holy shit, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, I'm just, it's fucking awesome. But 2 years, I don't know. I'd have to look back. It might be over 2 years. Actually, I think it might be pushing three this summer. It's like 2.5, I don't know. Long fucking time. So yeah, I got me some hunting money. So I'm excited. I am excited. All right. I'm getting close here. I'm going to look at my maps and get this figured out. The sky's kind of turning yellow. I don't have any blinds or anything down here. I'm just going full on running good. I'm going to run gun these some bitches with my bow. I'm going to piss off my buddy. CP6, I'm sorry. I've got decoys. I got a couple of hen decoys, and then I've got the stalker decoy that goes on your bow. I've never tried it, and I'll be honest, I agree 100% with CP6 on, I think someone just died. Someone just got shot with a shotgun and died from reaping. I don't think it's immoral to use it. Like, I mean, they're just fucking turkeys. Like, limit the seasons, limit the take, whatever. But it honestly looks pretty fucking fun. I'm not gonna lie. Like, having turkeys run up on you and blasting them. I mean, I get it. You know, if you want to do it the hard way, do it the hard way. It's the same fucking argument everybody has throughout hunting. I get the argument, but I also am kind of like, I don't know, you know, I mean, It's not like you're using a heat-seeking fucking missile. You're just using a decoy. And turkeys are pretty stupid slash smart. Like, eventually, maybe they'll kind of figure things out. I don't know. Fuck it. I don't know. I mean, anyway, it don't really matter. You make it what you want. You want to see homos naked? No! You make it what you want! The hunter's what you want! I don't know. That was terrible. Alright, But I don't necessarily disagree with it. But, as far as the tactic goes, now, during shotgun season, on public land, fuck no. God damn it, if I got my daughter's cough, I'm gonna be pissed. She's coughing like a fucking 60-year smoker right now, and of course, none of my fucking kids can stay healthy, ever, nor myself. I'm starting to take a bunch of fucking placebos to fix it, but I think it's just because I'm yelling. Yeah, I just, it's too dangerous. To me, it's too dangerous. I think, sorry, I had to get a drink. Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, but where I'm going, it's public land, it's archery only, or excuse me, it's private land, archery only, and I'm supposedly the only guy hunting out here. Yeah, I'm not saying that there couldn't be just a bad luck deal, but I'm going to be down, like, I'm going to do it in, like, where I'm going is more like farm field slash river bottoms, and, you know, I probably wouldn't set up in the hills, you know, up in the Black Hills against a fucking tree and just wave that thing around. I wouldn't do it near a road where somebody, you know, some Wyoming resident who doesn't know you can't use a rifle, a 6.5, to shoot a fucking turkey. you know, I mean, shit like that. I just wouldn't do it that way. Be smart with it. But that's what I'm doing. I got that. I've never actually done it with the stalker decoy. Last year up here, I just basically stalked them and was able to get one killed. He did say that there wasn't... It's just such a late fucking... I'm not overly hopeful. He said there's a few hens and maybe a young Tom or a Jake hanging with them. So, it's just a late season. I'm hoping that maybe it's been a little bit nicer, but there's still got quite a bit of snow on the ground right now. I hope I can get in here, but... I'm not overly hopeful for today, but the season opens, and I wanted to go, and my wife said, go ahead. God, my wife is a fucking saint. She is a saint. I'm about to leave for like a week and a half to go hunting, and she said I could go, but I am staying home for Easter, and once I get back, I'll have a little time before we get started on some of these work things that I'll be able to maybe come back down here and hunt. I've got actually 2 South Dakota tags. Anyway, if they'll sell me a tag, I'll buy it. That's the rule for me. I'm not going to be this guy that's like, I'm staying home because I want there to be more birds. I want there to be more birds, but God damn it, that's not my job. DNR's job. They're supposed to limit the tags if it need be. Alright. I'm gonna sign off. I think I'll jump back on here on Monday just because... Not because I have to. Because I want to. And because I'll be driving 9 fucking hours. And I'll have nothing else to do. So that's how much I care about you. Right there. Feel... warm and fuzzy, and I'll talk to you soon. Recuerdo los tiempos cuando estaba morro, me crié como un perro, me la rifé solo, mi padre un borracho que me... I know what you're thinking. Is he actually sitting in a Mexican restaurant whilst doing a podcast? No, I am not. I'm in the studio, don't worry. I wouldn't do that to you. I'd sit in a Burger King parking lot and fucking mow down a burger, but I would never look like a moron for you guys. That's not true. I always look like a moron, but I would never go into a restaurant and be on my phone because I don't want to be called a millennial or whatever the fuck you'd call that. All right. I had to give my eardrums a bit of a break. I gotta kind of pay attention to where I'm going to because I have to turn. Oh, no, I don't. Fuck, I don't have to turn for like another 100 miles. I've been traveling most of the day. I think I'm in Kansas now. Been listening to podcasts / comedy most of the day. And I had to get the old earbuds out of the ear. They fucking started hurting. So here, that's why I'm here. Not for you. Just to give the old ear holes a break. And, you know, pleasure yours with my silvery tongue. Jesus Christ, that sounded bad. Ah, oh, God, you know you love me. All right. Let's talk about... Oh, God. I was a little hard on podcasts today. I shut off a bunch. It's like, oh, God, I can't listen to this shit. And you guys kind of know my theory on hunting podcasts. I had to... There's a few that I'll listen to, but now I just get so fucking, like, negative. And I... Because it's all... Not all. It's a lot of bullshit. It is so much bullshit. Like, I was listening to one today, and nice enough guy. What is that? Hunter's Headquarters. Fuck me. Wonder what that's all about. Should hit that up. Where was I? Oh, podcasts. Well, I don't know. It's just, like, the host, I could tell, didn't have fucking hardly any experience. But he was definitely giving his fucking 1-2-3 on traditional archery. I bet I have so many people trying to guess what podcast it was. It wasn't a traditional podcast. Because I only listened to one, basically. And I don't... Even though I like them guys, I still don't listen to them very often. But this was just some... They had a guest on that I wanted to listen to. And fucking pretty much regretted the whole thing. Anyway. God, it's a wonder nobody has me on their podcast anymore. Fuck, there was a time when I'd do one a month, and now I don't do any, which I'm fucking fine with. It's so much of a pain in the ass to, everybody's like, how's, you know, they're in a different fucking time zone, so how's like, it's like 7-ish your time? I'm like, well, that's bedtime for my kids, so no. Okay, well, if I do it after that, then I gotta put my kids down. So how about like 10:30, 11 o'clock your time? No. Jesus Christ. I'm in fucking bed. But no, it has nothing to do with that or the fact that I'm that I've gone away from my... Yeah. What was that? Okay, so how I do hunting is I prepare myself, and I got rid of that fucking douchebag. If you ever listen to any of my old podcasts, just shoot me in the fucking face. They're terrible. And I wouldn't go on another podcast to be this belligerent. This is just me fucking saying words out loud to my phone, and some people listen to it. No, it has nothing to do with the fact that it all has to do with fucking Aaron. People are so goddamn afraid of that fucking asshole. They don't even want to like something. Like, they don't want to comment on my shit just in case he sees it. What if he sees it? Oh my God. Ah, you guys are all fucking retarded. But I get it, because I used to do that shit. I've said this before about Brian Call. I've done this. I've been there. That's how I know you're fucking doing it. And there's a few of my friends or people that I know that are still fucking falling in line with that douchebag. Watch. I'll lose fucking listeners because they're like, you're being mean. You're being mean to him. How could you do that? Jesus. Why don't you get to know the guy and then let me know how you feel about it? Okay? I'm just in a mood. I don't know why. I'm actually in a great fucking mood. But I'm in a fucking I don't give a fuck mood on this podcast. I got up early, fucking crushed souls. Ran 4 miles, walked 2. You know, feeling good. Got on the scale after Easter weekend. I'm up 5 pounds. And it ain't gonna get no better on this trip. But I did that. Then I took the kids and the wife with me to the office. My wife is amazing. My wife is the best. She's seriously the best. And she'll never listen to this podcast. At least not for this long. She might listen to like the first 10 minutes to make her fall asleep. But she's the best. I was like, I gotta get the last few bills paid. And I've gotta get a couple of bills sent out so that I'm set, so that I've earned my hunt, so that I can leave guilt free. So she came down to the office and hung out, and the kids played, and we did that this morning. And then I took off. It's just a 9-hour drive down here to where I'm hunting in Kansas with my buddy Garrett, which I might actually, we'll see. I might have him on. I keep saying that shit, but we got some driving to do. We're gonna hunt 3 different fucking states in the next week and a half. So yeah, I might have him on. I don't know. I hate even asking my friends. And honestly, they're probably pissed that I don't ask them to be on the podcast. But I'm just like, hey, this is a shitbag podcast, all right? This isn't what you want to be on. You don't want to be associated with this. That's how I feel about it anyway. But I might have him on. Because he's a killer. Hunts all over the place and every fucking day. So, yeah. We might jump on together. I gotta talk about... I was thinking about it, actually. I was thinking about it earlier. And I was listening to this podcast, and it was... They were talking about... they had the fucking, you know... I mean, this guy... I mean, how many people are listening to this podcast? Fucking 20? I don't know. I mean, it's probably like mine. It's shitty. I guess got some sponsors or whatever, and he's doing like sponsors, and he's like, the best ever camo in the world, scent blocker. I'm like, what? I mean, how can you even say that shit and just have with a fucking straight face? And I'm not saying it's garbage, but let's take it down to fucking where it belongs to the... Let's ease it down a notch. And I got to thinking about it. And I love the old videos. Like, I love old school Fred Eichler before he, you know, was... And I still like Fred. Fred is like, he's my fucking Elvis, you know? Trinidad's my Graceland. He's still the best. And I get it. He's making a living, and I'm not, you know, and this didn't have anything to do with him, but, like, I like the old school videos where he's rocking, like the old First Light. Of course, he was sponsored by, not that I'm a big First Light guy, but, you know, it was quality shit, and he had Realtree camo. I don't know, you know, he shot a Palmer. He was shooting a Palmer for the first, you know, like 4, 5, 6 seasons until Hoyt was like, "Sir, we're going to stop giving you money." And, you know, he went down that road, and I don't blame him. Fuck, I'd do the exact same thing. I'd do it fucking right now. Someone called me up, we're going to give you $100,000 a year to shoot this piece of shit. What say you? I say, fuck yes, throw in a sheep hunt and we're, let's sign that bitch of a contract, all right? Okay, so I'm not, but for me as a consumer of content, I like the old school videos, and everybody's the same. And I still, you watch old Remy Warren videos, and he's rocking, you know, like, Kuyu pants and a Sitka top. Fucking love that shit. And I'm not saying I don't like Remy's new stuff. He's, you know, it's not like I dislike those guys now. It's just that I like it better back then. I just like that more authentic deal, you know. And I find myself, I mean, I've even been, okay, lately I've been, I know Ranella takes a beating, and this is probably going to get me some shit, but I actually like his old school stuff. Like the other day I was watching it's just YouTube just pops something up. I'm like, that sounds good. Let's watch that. So I watch it, and he's fucking wearing I don't even think he had any First Light on. It was like Kuyu and I don't know what the fuck he was wearing, but like, that's, I don't know. I like that older stuff. And then, you know, I find myself falling into that, fuck, advertising route. Like, someone will say something, this is the best ever. This product is the best. I'm like, fuck, I need to try that product. Even though I've got one that I love, it's high quality, because everything I have, not bragging or nothing, but everything I've got, I spent a lot of money on. Let's just say that. You know, I'm not sponsored. But yeah, I mean, everything I got is something I chose and I like it. And then I fucking buy something else and I'm like, ah, damn it. He got me. He got me good. Anyway. I don't know. I guess, you know what's going to be funny? If down the road, like 10 years from now, I'm just fucking dick deep in the industry. Yeah, I've quit my electrician in ways. Somebody's offered me that big pot of money in those sheep hunts, and I'm like, fuck it, you know? Like, I'm not a moron, obviously. And I know you guys are out there laughing, because you're like, yeah, right. Who the fuck is going to offer your dirty mouth, ugly faced ass any kind of money? Hey, shit can happen, sir. Okay? It can happen for me. My mama said I could be anything I ever wanted. I think she fucking laughed after she said it, but I believed her. Okay? Anyway. Yeah, it'd be funny. You know, I'm sponsored by fucking Cabela's. Oh, God, I'm just rocking the Cabela's camo. I look like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man because all their shit's baggy as fuck. And I gotta strip down to my skivs just to shoot shit in like negative 10 degree weather. So my string doesn't... So the string on my fucking pile of shit Samick Sage doesn't hit my fucking arm. Oh, I'm such an asshole. All right. Speaking of fucking Cabela's, listen to this shit. So we've got a shoot coming up. And I know I'm going to talk about this a lot. God damn it. If you live anywhere near here, and I mean by that, I mean like within like 15 hours. I had a guy message me the other day. He's coming from 12 or 13 hours away. All right. So if you live anywhere within that range and you're like, I just can't do it, it's too far. You're a vagina, and just make it happen, because it's worth it. It's going to be a fun shoot. You know, I say it all the time. It's like tack, only not gay. All right. We got 60 targets. We got three courses, 20 targets each. Hunting scenario shots. We got one course that we call the extreme course. It's going to be three arrow scoring, which if you've never done that, that's fucking fun. And I'll just explain it a little bit. We set the targets up with extreme angles and a lot of trees and shit in the way, so you've got like holes to shoot through, and it's pretty tough. And with a stick bow, if you miss the target, you take an arrow out. And you only get three fictitious arrows. Sometimes you do actually fucking break with three arrows and you're out and you're done. But if you miss foam with the trad bow, you lose an arrow. At the end, if you have any arrows left, you get to add 10 points per arrow. It's fucking fun. And you score the animal just like you normally would. Compound, if you miss the 8 ring, you take a fucking arrow out. All right? It's tough. And it's fucking fun. And it's just a laid-back shoot. And the thing about it is, we have a decent turnout. Last year was like fucking... Is the word abysmal? Is that the word? I don't know. It was an abysmal fucking turnout. But even if we have a good turnout, there's enough courses and enough area to roam that we don't have, you know, like tack. I went to tack once. And it was fun. But all you do is you sit in fucking in lines waiting to shoot. Fuck that. This is cheaper, it's more fun. Our pets' heads are falling off. God. I drank a Mountain Dew earlier, so I'm a little worked up. It was diet though. I know, disgusting, right? Alright, but yeah, anyway, so come to that shoot, but let's get back to Cabela's. So I was up in Rapid, running around getting some the targets, actually. I just got them targets. Maybe I talked about this already. Fuck. If I talked about this on the last episode, I apologize, but it pissed me off. I think I did. Jesus Christ. Anyway, you're going to get it again, because some people don't listen to... We may have a new fucking listener. Well, anyway. I had... Everywhere I went, put up my fucking flyer. Everywhere. I went to Shields, I went to Black Hills Archery, I went to Fleet Farm, I went to Cabela's. I know I talked about this last time, but anyway, those four, no problem. They hung it. Cabela's, the fat fuck behind the archery counter, is like, no, we can't do that. No, I'll put it up in the break room if you want me to. I'm like, what? So... Anyway, fuck Cabela's. I won't even let them sponsor me. That's going to be funny, because down the road, like 10 years from now, I'm going to get this offer from Cabela's. They're going to be like, listen, we're going to pay you $200,000 a year. We're going to pay for every one of your hunts, and we're going to send you on, you know, an African safari every year. We're going to send you on a sheep hunt every year, or equivalent. Okay? Fuck it. Fuck it. You're going to shoot the grand slam of sheep every fucking year. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to bump that to $300,000. And like fucking a day later, they're going to call you back. We rescind that offer. We heard a podcast you did back in 2023 where you really talked some shit about us. So you can go fuck yourself, sir. That's what's going to happen to me. I just know it. I'm burning bridges for future Jake. on this podcast, and I've had some, I'm young and dumb. Cabela's, if you're out there in the future and you want to give me some hunts, I will make amends. I'll make amends. Oh, God, I'm a moron. All right. What are you doing, Jake? I'm going hunting. God, I have so many people that are just... I think they've just gotten fed up with it. They've just gotten fed up with my bullshit. They're like, when the fuck do you earn your hunt? Jesus Christ, you're gone every goddamn week. Well, if I have the time and I don't have the work and I'm not obligated to be home, you're right. I'm going hunting. Like, it's so fucking funny to me. These folks that are like, well, fuck that guy. He just fucking makes too much money. I mean, what the fuck? Okay. So, it's the same thing. Like, that guy kills too much shit. He must have so too much money. So what you're telling me is he's a better hunter and he's better at being successful in business than you. Jesus, have you seen his dong? Is it bigger? I'm gonna have to delete this fucking... fuck it. I'm gonna keep it. Alright, I know women listen to this. Well, there's a few. I apologize, ladies. Lady. There's probably only one out there. Yeah, I don't know. And I get it. I'm that way sometimes. Like, that motherfucker. Like, I get the jealousy. We're all human. We get it. We get that jealousy factor. But just do better. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, guys. I'm not bragging about my where I am in life. Like, I've done okay. If you looked at my taxes this year, you'd be like, yeah, he's all right. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm probably right there with you. But in the past, I've made some decent decisions. Got some shit paid off. And made amends with the fact that I don't need a fucking $80,000 truck. I don't need it. Don't want it. Fuck that. You know, I don't know. Like, I just... 90% of people that are jealous and say they want to do... You know, wish I could do that shit. 90% of them actually could if they just, you know, married the right woman or fucking, you know, spent less on some shit, went to the bar less, whatever. I mean, we've had this fucking conversation. Everybody says the same goddamn thing. I don't know. I'm just, I'm done fucking apologizing for it. I don't give a fuck. If you're less successful than me, fucking work harder. I don't know what to tell you. Because someday, maybe you don't have to work quite as hard. Like, right now, I'm in a good spot. I see jobs that I can make money on. And that's what I go after. And I fucking bust my ass on them. And then I take what I need for my family. And the rest, I go hunting with. That's what I do. You know? That's what I do. So... it's not fucking rocket science. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. God, how many of you hate me out there? You're like sitting there going, this fucking arrogant asshole. I'm going back to Snyder. I'm going back to Cavaro Cast. Fuck this guy. Ah, God. I know. I'm supposed to turn my head, but it's hard. It's hard to do. I do it a little bit when I yell, but sometimes I don't even know if I'm gonna yell. I don't even know if it's happening until it's happening. So if I hurt your ears, I apologize. You can start a support group, include my wife and my kids, because they're constantly telling me that I'm, Dad, stop yelling. You don't have to yell, Dad. My wife's over there just giving me the mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. You tell him, Lex. yeah, I'm a yeller. I always have been. All right. Well, I am, after all that long-winded go fuck yourself haters bullshit. I am going hunting. I'm going turkey hunting. And then axis deer hunting. And then turkey hunting again. We're hunting three states. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Okay? We're going to have fun. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what else to talk about. Because I gotta leave a little tidbits for next week. For next week's show. I'll jump on next week. Oh, God, if I got my kids' cough, I'm gonna be pissed. I'll jump on next week and recap the hunt. And, I don't think I have anything else for you folks. This podcast was brought to you by Diet Dew. Ah, it's terrible. All right. You know what to do. So go do it. Put a tool belt on and shut the fuck up. Get your asses back to work. I'm out.